Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Looking in at what has been happening in the KwaZulu-Natal area, absolutely heart-wrenching when you see the number of those that are dead, those that have lost almost everything, the number of schools that have been destroyed. It is just almost too much to contemplate. Susan Abro is the National Vice Chairperson and the President for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in KwaZulu-Natal. Susan, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Howard. Thanks very much for having me. I'm doing very well because I happen to be in Cape Town at the moment, so I am out of the danger zone at present. However, I have been involved with my team 24/7 at the moment, and I have to say a very big thanks to them for their hard work. KZN at the moment is having another crisis. It's devastating. I'm sure many of your readers will recall Cyclone Dimona, and this is on a similar level and in many instances. If I can just give you an idea of what's in,
please.
What the area looks like, it's completely devastating. Let's start with big things like bridges have been washed away completely. Some people's houses have actually fallen into the sea. Roads are devastated. Trees are fallen onto roads. Pavements have been torn up. The stormwater drains have been completely overwhelmed. So you're seeing things like washing machines floating down the road. An oil tanker was somehow fell into the sea. The cab has disappeared with the driver in it. The actual tanker washed up on the beach outside the country club. I could go on for many, many.
Susan, where did the water actually? I mean, obviously we know that it's rain and there's flooding, but where did the? Was this a surge as well from the sea, or was it all coming from rivers that burst their banks and mudslides?
Yes, it's mostly the latter. So the rivers have indeed burst their banks. We've had a situation where in the Belita area there's a crocodile farm, and the crocodiles have escaped and are in the Tongat River now. There are mudslides. It's astonishing. The boundary walls are collapsing. And then mud is pouring into people's living rooms. That's happened to one of our community members. Properties. I mean, they've had to do mud to get to their clothes in their cupboards. Everyone is affected. It doesn't matter whether you live in a large home or you live in an informal settlement. Obviously, the informal settlements have been completely
devastated. would always suffer more simply because of the lack of infrastructure.
Of course. As I said, the stormwater drains just have completely backed up. I have very few words to describe the devastation. There are many videos and photos being sent around which are worth a thousand words, but people are literally devastated. The practical effect is a great deal of the population is without water and electricity. There has been looting. We've just heard in the early hours of this morning that the northern aqueduct has been compromised. This is a pipe that takes water from Angani, which purifies it, to the north. And the pipe is about 2 to 3 meters large. The area which is compromised is in the Valley of a Thousand Hills, so getting there is a challenge. So they haven't even located the affected area yet of this type, and once they locate it, it can take about 2 weeks to fix it at the very least. So people are without water already. So I think one of the big issues is going to be water. That people have been panicking, so a lot of shops have already run out of water. So if people want to know how they can help, water is going to be a very big issue. The tankers have not run out yet. People are working around the clock, but that's one of the big issues.
All right. In terms of the assistance, moving on to that, that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies is offering. You're speaking about, you've mentioned your teams, that you're dealing with them 24/7. They're in the area. What is the Jewish Board of Deputies, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, doing to assist with this humanitarian crisis?
As usual, we sent out an appeal. I have sent the media statement to your team. So if you could put it on your social media, that would be very helpful. It gives a list of the items which we need. We also have a facility where people can donate funds, and in return they'll receive a Section 18 CCPA certificate for tax purposes. And we have very large networks on the ground, the wonderful NGOs that work in most of the areas where people have been severely affected and disadvantaged are already on the ground. So we have ties to, for example, the Angel Network, to Tembele, to the Dolno Foundation, and many others, including Africa Japan, which I believe is already looking to assist. So, we collect items, we collect cash, and then we liaise with our network on the ground, because they're already in the areas and they know the people and they are able to get in there, they're trusted and they assist. So really and truly, either the items which consist of things like blankets, non-perishable foods, that kind of thing, or cash, and then we will purchase the items to be distributed. So at least you know that your money will be spent on your life and will not be abused.
In terms of when we spoke last about the riots in KwaZulu-Natal, a lot of the challenges were logistics, trying to get trucks in, trying to get products there. Are products available now? Is it more the issue of reaching the people that need them and identifying who needs them, or are there difficult logistical issues as well?
Well, I imagine that we are going to have some logistical difficulties. I don't think the roads are closed between the different provinces and KZN, so that's but there will be some logistical issues, but it's more reaching the people who need it and identifying the people who need it, because I mean, you know, there's, at the latest count, there's over 300 people who have died. There are about 248 schools that have been affected. So, it's huge again. I mean, KZN has really taken a battering. And we're just trying to get back on our feet, and we just get knocked back again. And
Absolutely.
I think the cyclone's turning around and coming back to us this weekend as well. We monitor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was heading to Mozambique, and it appears to be, it's Issa. I think it's changing direction again towards KZN, but it's not as strong. So, please God, but say prayers. That's all I'm saying. Everybody.
Absolutely. Between Passover, Easter, and Ramadan, I think let's just finally get it all together, all happening at the same time. Let's unite our prayers for those who need it the most, because that's really absolutely devastating otherwise.
Yeah. But one positive, Howard, as always, is that people have come together and are helping each other again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see that one of the beautiful things about South Africa. Susan, before I let you go, just give me the contact details or the website or somewhere in which people can reach out to make donations and to support this cause.
Okay. So I have provided the details of the UCF account are on that. And then we do have Facebook and the website where all the details will be on. They'll be on the national SAJDD social media as well.
Okay, good. So that's probably a good place to go, is go and look at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, the national page, and you'll get information there. We'll also post it to Chai FM social media, but if you want a quick reference, go to the Facebook page of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and I have no doubt that you'll find that information there. Susan Abro, thank you as always for the incredible work that you are doing on behalf of the people that need it most in this country.